Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second, the center fielder, George Altman. Batting third, the right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Elmer Singleton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Elmer Singleton. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third, the shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Verdon moves to second. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Long reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Elmer Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles strikes out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahias strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Morin reaches second base with a double. Long goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Morin moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Elmer Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski bunts towards the mound. Singleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Skinner moves to second. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skinner moves to third. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Foyles hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend takes first base on ball 4. Hoke moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Roman Mahias. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing right field. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Bright now playing left field. Elmer Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Nelson pinch hits for Bob Friend. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Rocky Nelson. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Joe Christopher. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Schofield moves to second. Vern Law pinch runs for Ted Kluszewski. Bill Henry now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Elston now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Schofield now playing right field. Roy Face now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bright. Walls reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Long strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Schofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a pop-up into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.